Gasoline prices in the United States are nearing their lowest since 2004. While most of the world sells gas by the liter, the United States sells gas by the gallon. Either way, most of the world pays much more for gas and fuel than the U.S. The average price in the U.S. was $2.06 per gallon for unleaded regular, according to the American Automobile Association. That is about 54 cents per liter. The average price dropped another penny over the Thanksgiving holiday to 53 cents per liter. That is according to GasBuddy.com, a service that reports on U.S. gas prices. That would be 21 cents per liter less than a year ago and 34 cents cheaper per liter than in 2013, GasBuddy says. Because nearly 90% of Americans will travel by car over the winter holidays, the savings will add up. The average cost to fill a car in the United States last week was $28.84. That compares to $45.92 in 2013, for a savings of around $20. The lowest prices were in Indiana, South Carolina, Alabama, Missouri, Texas, and Mississippi, AAA said. All five states have average prices of 49 cents per liter or less. The highest prices were in states west of the U.S. Rockies. Hawaii had the highest prices at 74 cents per liter, followed by California at 71 cents per liter. The lower prices are a result of oversupply, according to GasBuddy. Prices vary in the United States based on state taxes and the local supply of gasoline from nearby refineries. Worldwide, the lowest average gasoline prices were in Venezuela, just 1.6 cents per liter, according to globalpetrolprices.com. Libya, Saudi Arabia, Algeria, and Kuwait offered gas at less than 26 cents per liter, the website reported. The highest average prices are in the Netherlands at $1.87 per liter, Norway at $1.74 per liter, and the United Kingdom at $1.68 per liter. The prices differ based on available supplies, taxes imposed by governments, and the amount of subsidies. Venezuela not only produces oil, but heavily subsidizes gasoline to keep prices near zero. I'm Jonathan Evans.